what happens when AI stops being just another support tool and starts becoming a core architect of how business is done. Well, today I'm going to be sitting down with Francesco Brenner from IBM Consulting. And together we're going to explore that growing impact of, yep, agentic AI. It's all anyone's talking about this year, that model of AI that's not simply assisting tasks, but fundamentally reimagining entire workflows. So my guest is going to discuss why layering AI on top of legacy systems and outdated processes is only scratching the surface of what's possible, and how agentic AI isn't about automation for efficiency, it's actually about transformation through impact. And through a business-first lens, he will walk us through how this new model shifts companies away from incremental improvements and towards an entire end-to-end process redesign. One that's grounded in data readiness, orchestration, and user experience. And I also want to find a little bit more out about IBM's new AI integration services, which are designed to help enterprises select right use cases and then build agentic solutions with proper governance and architecture in place. And yeah, we'll also tackle some of the big challenges, from integrating with legacy systems to ensuring secure access and preparing the workforce through hands-on upskilling. So how are you going to move from AI experiments to scalable strategic transformation? And what does it take to do AI right? Let's find out as I introduce you to today's guest. So a massive warm welcome to the show. Can you tell everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do?
Neil, thank you for having me. Francesco Brenner is my name. I work for IBM Consulting since very long time, over 20 years. I spent all my career in data and AI, and currently I lead our AI integration service offering globally for IBM Consulting.
And you must have seen so many changes throughout your career, especially over the last 20 years. The pace of technological change is just, we've seen so much there, from the arrival of mobile apps, cloud, AI. This year, agentic AI is getting a lot of attention. But what does it actually mean in a business context? Because we read all about the hype, etc. But what is different from the AI that we've seen in the past, would you say?
I think it's a great question. And I think that probably the easiest way to describe it, particularly in business terms, is that I truly believe agentic AI is going to help us to move from productivity to business transformation, right? We've been doing a lot of work with AI over the last couple of years, particularly with generative AI, on building this type of AI assistance. We kind of help you finding the right information, you know, getting you to the right content. But I think these assistants have not really reshape or transform the way we work, right? The way we actually execute our processes. And I think agentic AI is really taking us to that state, really starting to think about how can we get work done more effectively and more, you know, more intelligently, if you will, using AI agents.
And one of the things that stands out to me about you and your thought process here is you talk a lot about reimagining entire business processes rather than just simply adding AI into existing workflows. But what does that reimagination look like, and why is it so important, do you think?
I think it is, first of all, let me say it is really important, because going back to my previous point, right? I mean, the work we've done with AI in the past was really to kind of layering AI on top of some, I would call them, broken processes, right? Legacy processes. And really with agentic AI, what I mean by re-engineering them, it really rethink about how the process, the work can really get done, right? Rather than just trying to see what are the steps in the process I can optimize with AI, really think about how can I actually rebuild the whole process in a completely new way, right? Where agents are not just automating simple tasks or simple steps, but really transforming the entire process. And they really start from a business process transformation point of view. It's not a technical exercise. It's really about thinking about how the piece of work can be done much more smartly.
100% with you. And I think anyone scrolling down their news feeds at the moment, they see nothing but news stories around AI, machine learning, agentic AI, all those familiar buzzwords. But of course, all of them are only as good as the data behind them. And one of the biggest hurdles that you've quite rightly highlighted is data readiness. So what are some of the most common data-related challenges that you're seeing companies face, and how are they overcoming them?
Well, I think data, like you said, right, is probably the number one challenge, I would say, with agentic AI, because, you know, everybody's been talking about modernizing data estate, creating data platforms, creating, you know, infusing data governance in their processes. But we're not really done that, you know, properly over the last few years. And now really that become extremely important. So I think if you think about every one of your agentic process that you need to build, it's not just about the agent itself, but you really need to think about the entire end-to-end architecture, if you will. So if you think about any process, let's take customer service as an example, right? When you start to reimagine the processes I just talked about before, you really need to think about, okay, how are we going to reorchestrate the process? But what are the data products that I'm going to need to ground my agents on to make that process really run accurately and effectively, right? So thinking about what is the context, what is the memory that these agents are going to need, and how can I provide this context and this memory through to the data integration, to the data products, through the data products is really, really important. So I think I see, the data transformation as being one important aspect of your process transformation, right? When you look at any one of your process, not just thinking about the orchestration, think about the process itself, but think about how do you bring those data products, how do you infuse them in your business process. So that's really very, very important.
And you've also introduced the concept of an agentic app, which consists of three very distinct layers. And for anyone hearing about this for the first time, can you just walk me through what these layers are and how they all work together to ultimately drive those better outcomes that businesses desire right now?
Absolutely. That's what I think agentic AI is really leading towards, a complete new application architecture, if you will, Neil. And that's why I speak about these three layers, right? If we start with a user experience, we're all used to work with kind of user experience, which are embedded into the application we use every day, whether it's your, you know, SAP application, your HR application, your customer service. They all have this siloed, very structured kind of user experience. In an agentic AI world, we're moving towards a scenario where you're going to have your business processes embedded in your everyday tools. Think about your Teams environment or your portal. And through a conversational AI, you're going to have to be able to engage with those agents, right? And, you know, collaborate with those agents to get really the process done. So rethinking the user experience, think about how human and agents are going to collaborate from an experience point of view is going to be very, very important. The other aspect about the experience is that the experience are going to be more and more, I call them generative AI creator, right? Gen UI, right? So those experiences are going to be essentially generated on the fly, depending on the journey you're in and depending the questions you ask your agents, right? So that's the first thing. The second layer is the orchestration. I spoke about the reimagination of the process. I think organizations are going to really face the challenge of how do I orchestrate my agentic workflows end to end across all the multitude of platforms that every organization has, right? If you think about what SaaS applications are all becoming, whereas it's Salesforce, SAP, ServiceNow, they're all becoming like agentic platforms, if you will, all kind of library of AI agents. So for you as a business, being able to orchestrate, you know, your customer service process across potentially the Salesforce platform, your Oracle platform, your own built agents in effective and kind of safe way is going to be very, very important. So that's orchestration end to end is the layer, which is really, really important. And then lastly, as I spoke about the data products, right? Making sure that every one of these agents are grounded in the data. So that's really a significant shift in terms of how we architect applications going forward.
We've spoken around the challenges that surround data, but integration is another big sticking point for many businesses, especially if they're running legacy systems, complex tech stacks, a big buildup of technical debt throughout the years. So how realistic is it to implement agentic AI at scale for those companies that are carrying that baggage?
I mean, this is definitely an important point too, and it's something which is emerging as a kind of an industry kind of challenge. And if you look at what's happening in industry with things like MCP, Model Control Protocol, for instance, which is kind of emerging as the standard protocol, a standard way for agents to actually connect with a number of tools, such as, for instance, your ERP application, right? If you want to get data from your SAP platform, or from you want to execute a transaction on your ServiceNow platform, or any of your legacy application, we're starting to use MCP as a kind of a gateway toward that type of integration. I think we're still in the early days. There's still a lot of work that needs to happen from an integration point of view, particularly around security. Think about access control, right? How do I make sure that my agents are going to, have the same type of authentication and authorization mechanism that we have as humans, as users of this platform, right? So making sure that the proper security is going to be implemented so agents can actually access legacy application, and particularly the data inside this legacy application based on their authorization and authentication. So that's definitely the challenge that still needs to be solved. But I think I see the industry really going towards this, common standards like MCP as the right approach to start driving some standardization on how agents are going to integrate with legacy applications.
And I've been to around 10 tech conferences across the US and the world this year. And predictably, AI and agentic AI are the big themes. But one phrase that keeps getting mentioned in the same sentence is always the importance of keeping the human in the loop and ensuring that people are not left behind. So as a result, upskilling is often mentioned as essential. But what does meaningful employee upskilling look like for agentic AI? What does it involve? And how do you encourage real adoption across the workforce, especially when many of that workforce may feel threatened by it?
I think the first thing about the adoption, it's certainly for every one of these employees to actually embrace, AI, and more particularly agentic AI, right? We need to make sure that these tools that we use, every day, whether it's your, AI assistant, whether it's your, kind of internal ChatGPT type of platform that you're using, I think there is still a lot to do in terms of making sure that employees are going to adopt this practice, right? I think this comes with, our enablement training. We do in IBM things like, for instance, hackathons, right, where we bring thousands of, practitioners and employees into kind of, 2 3 weeks hackathon where they get to build real solutions themselves using some of this technology, like, using some of this local platform to really build agents and assistants which are really helping them on their daily work. I think there is a lot of, I believe, adoption and enabling work which is going to be required to make sure that humans are going to see the potential and the benefits for them by using this tool. I think adoption is probably an upskilling of the employees is probably the number one, priority when it comes to upskilling the workforce, right? And then I think the other aspect is certainly this goes back to my point about reimagining the process. When we reimagine the process, when we redesign a new process, we need to have the human, at the center of that, right? Because the role of a human in every one of these processes is potentially going to change as well, right? Potentially, you're not going to have human having the same roles or doing the same type of work within a specific process, but really taking up potentially some completely new roles. So having that human-centered design in your business process is definitely also going to be very, very important from an upskilling and adoption point of view.
And I think also this year we're seeing businesses put a stronger focus on ROI of tech projects and also struggling to get some of those AI projects out of pilot phase. And for that reason, I think IBM Consulting's new AI integration services really feel like a major step forward. So for anybody listening here, having some of those struggles that we're talking about, how do these services help your clients move beyond those pilot projects and start seeing a real tangible performance improvement and measurable difference?
I think I would probably kind of summarize this in two words, and then I'll double click on each one. I think first thing we do when we help clients, and we help client, we call it doing the right AI, right? I mean, and that starts with the with the business value, like you said, Daniel, the ROI, right? We really help clients identifying the right business process that can be transformed by AI, in this case, agentic AI, to drive a very, you know, solid and concrete return of investment. So making sure that you pick the right use case, you pick the right business process where, you know, there is value, you know, being delivered, which will allow you to scale. So that's the first thing. The other thing that we help clients to do is to do AI right, right? So once you pick the right use cases, how do you build it in the right way? And that really means, I would say, two things. Number one is helping clients build the type of architecture I just mentioned before, right? Not just looking at kind of, you know, your agents, how to infuse an agent into your business process, but really rethink your process end-to-end across the three layers, as I mentioned. And then secondly, we help our clients from a governance point of view, right? Making sure that whatever, you know, use case you're going to pick, whatever process you're going to be transformed, the clients have the right controls, the right observability embedded by design into that solution to make sure you can drive the right outcome at the right cost and with the right controls from a governance point of view. I think this is probably how we help clients, right? Doing the right AI and doing it right.
And knowing a business has picked that right use case, picked that right process that delivers value is so important. So thank you for highlighting that. But I'm curious, when you look at your own work, as you look at the work IBM Consulting is doing across multiple industries, what are those early signs that a company is on the right track, that they're doing agentic AI right? And what kind of lessons are you learning that maybe others listening might be able to apply?
Yeah, I think probably I would say there are three kind of patterns or domains, I would say, where we're really seeing some significant benefits delivered already. The first one is probably by no surprise, the customer service space, or I would say any kind of domain where conversational AI play a significant role. And obviously, customer service is one of them. We've been doing significant work over the last years, right, in trying to build those chatbots, build those virtual assistants, to try to drive automation across those channels. But to be very honest with ourselves, the results have been rather moderate. And the reason was, like, you know, the fact that most of these chatbots were really much scripted, kind of intent-based, deterministic. And now with the agents, we're really seeing the benefits of moving towards a much more, you know, flexible and autonomous way of dealing with this type of use cases. So for one client in Europe, in the kind of a home appliance business, for instance, we have moved their entire contact center chatbot across 15 countries from this traditional chatbot to run a fully agentic solution. And we have seen 3x containment results, right? So moving from kind of the 20% type of containment on their channels all the way up to over 60%. And we have seen this happening very, very quickly. So even the effort to build those solutions was significantly lower. So I think customer service is definitely one big area where I see a lot of benefits delivered already. The second one, I would say, is the augmentation of some of the knowledge worker, right? So how can we help, you know, employee who are dealing with a lot of insight, a lot of data, to take their decisions more effectively. And again, this is an area where we have been doing work in the past already with AI, right? Building this kind of, you know, kind of Gen AI search, RAG pipeline type of use case to help them find the right insight. But I think with agents, we can achieve a much higher accuracy for even much, you know, more complex process. To give you an example, again, one very exciting piece of work we have done is in the life science business for a large pharma company, where we basically built an agentic solution to create the regulatory reports which they need to provide to the FDA when they take a new medical product to markets. This was a process we used to take up to 8 months and 5 medical engineers to basically write you know, such a complex report, all the way down to, you know, a few weeks by using agentic AI and augmenting those medical engineers. So I think there is a lot of potential in the whole content generation piece and knowledge augmentation areas. Another great example in these areas is the work we're doing in claims management, for instance, insurance. That's another big complex process where we try to automate in the past with more traditional way. And now with agentic AI, we can really move the needle. So for instance, for a Swiss insurer, we build a solution For automating the claims process, where you have agents working alongside the claims handler to do things like the coverage assessment, the legal assessment, and even in this case, we've seen significant productivity gains by using agentic AI. So I would say customer service, kind of augmentation of knowledge worker, and really driving the automation effort that we've done in the past to the next level. These are probably the three areas where we're seeing early results.
And of course, you're leading the way with IBM with this new AI integration service, how you're helping enterprises build and scale AI agents. And there's a real pressure on us all to be in a state of continuous learning. And I'm curious, as someone that is leading the way, where or how do you self-educate? How do you keep up to speed with the pace of change right now?
Well, I think, Neil, an interesting thing is I spoke about adopting these AI tools for every one of the employees, right? And that's is, you know, as important as well as for us as leaders in that field. So to be honest, I use AI to teach me or to learn about AI quite a lot, right? So I use AI to do research, for instance. You know, I would say almost on a weekly basis, I try to understand what are the latest and greatest in the AI market, what's happening, right? What are the new trends? What are the new things coming up? And I use AI to do that part of research. And I use tools like even Notebook LM from Google to actually create very simple kind of podcast type of experiences that I can use to very briefly get up to speed with some of this content. And I think leveraging AI for your personal learning, it gives you, you know, a huge boost in terms of productivity, in terms of amount of knowledge you can actually consume with the amount of time that we all have available. So I would really encourage everyone of your listener to really embrace AI also as a learning path platform for everyday kind of learning.
Yeah, 100%. You're the second person to say that. I was talking to someone a couple of days ago and they were saying very similar. They start with ChatGPT and create a master's style course or of material with a bit of back and forth. They get all of that material out, 10,000 words or more. And then what they do is turn that into a PDF, turn that in. Then I think he uploaded that to Speechify, then goes out on a 3-hour hike with it just teaching him things, you know. It's just thinking things differently, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And for anyone listening that would just like to find more information on anything we talked about today, where can they find out more information on this new AI integration service and anything else?
I think obviously on the IBM website there is we have all our offerings described. There is a section where we speak about our AI integration service offering. So we'll encourage everyone to really have a look at our website. Obviously, you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm happy to connect and answer any questions that anyone might have on LinkedIn. I'm very active on that platform, so I use to connect and interact with a lot of people. So feel free to reach out directly to me as well.
Awesome. Well, I'll add links to everything to make that easier for people listening. And we do hear a lot of hype this year around agentic AI and all things AI. But what I loved about talking with you today is I think it's so valuable, the kind of things we're talking about that help businesses prepare to make that measurable difference, those tangible improvements, and whether that be how organizations can best approach agentic AI, addressing key challenges from data readiness, integrity, employee upskilling. These are very real-world business problems. So thank you for shining a light on this today and talking about agentic AI in a language that every business leader can understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
I think one of the things that stood out in today's conversation with IBM Consulting is the emphasis on intent. AI with a purpose built to serve clear business goals, not just technology for technology's sake. And Francesco offered a blueprint for navigating the shift from traditional automation to agentic AI, where each step from how data is managed to how users interact with agents must be deliberately designed. And also a big thank you for helping me explore how IBM is helping organizations move beyond those pilots and into performance through services that identify those high impact use cases and begin building a robust architecture to support them. And I think hearing how agentic AI is reshaping customer service, transforming knowledge work, and elevating automation efforts that once plateaued, these are no longer just incremental gains we're talking about. They're process-level reinventions. And just as importantly, Francesco also highlighted how successful adoption actually depends on the people behind the processes. From internal hackathons to human-centered design, I think we learned how transformations must include employees every step of the way. Because, yeah, roles are going to evolve, and the right support will make all the difference. So, I'm curious, after listening to the conversation today, what part of your organization is ready to be reimagined? And how are you going to prepare your people, your processes, for that shift towards agentic AI? Tech blog writer at Outlook.com, LinkedIn, X, Instagram, just at Neil C. Hughes. Let me know. But that's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with another guest. Please, you're cordially invited. I will meet you here. Same time, same place. Speak with you then. Bye for now.